Malekiliki Maka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. Everyone jump in. That's the island greeting. I said jump in. Say to you in the land where... Miriam, take it over.
No.
Christmas movie, green and bright. What? The stars to shine by day and all the sun. I don't know this part. Melekeleke Maka is the wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. Nikki, second chorus.
Don't give me that.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It's the We Like Theme Parks podcast. It's day, I don't know what day it is. Day eight, I want to say. Day seven, eight, Miriam? I don't know. One of those. Of the 12 days of Christmas here with the We Like Theme Parks podcast, giving you Disney / festive / whatever content every day during the holidays. You're welcome. A gift from us to you during this festive season. Oh, I love this song. This is one of my faves. And you guys don't even know it? Shame, shame.
I like it, but I like specific versions of it, I think.
You like the Bing Crosby, the original. This is...
I like the She and Him one, actually.
She? I don't know that one.
This... Zooey Deschanel's band.
Oh, she's a band?
Ooh.
Oh, cool.
You know what? Their Christmas album is really good.
Really good? This is Polka. Polka's good at always.
Hell yeah.
It's John Candy.
Yeah, the Schmanky brothers. Yeah, totally. You even heard our hits, Schmanky Schmanky.
Polka, polka, polka.
Polka, polka. Yeah, polka, polka, polka. Yeah, we're the polka kings of the Midwest. Thanks for joining us, friends. Today we're keeping the fun going. We have Nikki Reining in the house joining us. Nikki, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always a blast. Nikki is a Star Wars nerd, an Epcot nerd, and a Marvel nerd. So, hey, why don't we talk about Marvel? And today we thought what would be super fun. With the announcement, when was it? Maybe like a month ago when they had that big Marvel drop of all the cool Marvel stuff that's coming. One of the things that they mentioned was a Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas something. I don't know if it's a short or a feature or a special.
They said special. Yeah. So I feel like it'll be longer, like at least 30 minutes. I think.
Yeah, 30, 40 minutes maybe. Totally. So we thought that was really cool that they went ahead with an Xmas special. And then on top of that, if you're watching Hawkeye... Hawkeye definitely has a holiday spin, which I love that you've got all this stuff. And you guys have both watched Hawkeye, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Hawkeye not only has the plot of the story with, you know, the guy and the arrows and the girl and the Ronins and the people dying and whatever, but it also has a Are You Going to Be Home for Christmas, Daddy? Which makes it a Christmas event.
And they're using Christmas music in every episode. Part where she's shooting all the arrows and doesn't know what she's shooting. And it's like the Nutcracker is playing.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. Which is great because a lot of it is like open source. So it's like free, which was very sneaky. Guys, very sneaky.
I think they're using licensed stuff too, though.
Of course they are.
And they can pay for it.
Yeah. Totally. But why not use a little Nutcracker in the middle? So save a few bucks. What do you guys think of the Hawkeye situation so far?
It's been a little bit of a slow burn for me.
Yeah, I was like kind of nervous going into it because I was like a couple days late when the drop happened and everyone had like mixed reviews, but I was like, oh, this is actually pretty enjoyable. I really like it. And Hawkeye is far from being my favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, every time they drop a new Marvel show, I'm always like, wow, Disney, you did it again. You made me care about a character I could care less about.
Absolutely.
But I'm with you. I'm not quite there with Clint Barton yet, you know? I think I'm more interested in his female counterpart story. She's really cool.
Kate Bishop is her name.
Yes, thank you. And all the villains that are kind of being led to water here. And, after episode 3 started linking us into who we all think is going to be the Kingpin, which is one of my favorite Marvel villains, coming over possibly, or the rumor is it's going to be Vincent D'Onofrio from the Daredevil series. There was a moment where they just had Kingpin rubbing the villain girl's face and he laughed and it was Vincent D'Onofrio's laugh, like very like, oh.
Well, did you see that Kevin Feige this week confirmed that Charlie Cox is going to be Daredevil in the MCU?
Yes.
That's right. So that further knows it, right? Like,
So now everyone's like, is he coming back in this show or is he coming back in Spider-Man? Is he going to have a standalone thing? Is he going to be a variant? It's just opened a whole can of worms. arms.
Yeah. And that's all happening right now between like, because when does Spider-Man open? December 17th?
Next week.
Yeah, like in a week.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. When this comes out, it's already out, everyone. Little peek behind the curtain. We do this early.
Oh, yeah. Whoops. So, yeah. So that's really cool. So we'll be seeing him really soon. And I think Vincent D'Onofrio and the Kingpin. Maybe even the Punisher shows up at some point. I mean, that all was kind of in the same world. Is it John Betham? Bethel? I can't think of his, the actor who beautifully portrayed the Punisher. The dude from Walking Dead died in like the second season. Anyway, it doesn't matter. This is exciting that they're bringing in that universe. And I've been, I don't know, I've been pretty cool. But I think the thing that I like about the Hawkeye the most is the Christmas stuff, to be quite frank.
Mm-hmm. I do like that they're kind of like making a joke out of how like uncharismatic Clint Barton is. Yeah. And I think that's going to start endearing us to him.
Yeah.
Because Kate, you know, like Bishop, Kate Bishop the whole time is like, your branding is bad. And that's why you never took off. It's no one wants to buy what you're selling because you're not selling much. And he's like, I'm not selling anything. Stop trying to do this.
Fair. Like Hawkeye is nobody's favorite. So the fact that they're embracing it is pretty funny. Nikki, you just shake your head. Is he your favorite?
Coming up, like when they're in the street and someone's like, a superhero. And he turns around and it's all the actors. And she's like, there you are. And he's like, that's Katniss Everdeen. Like, it's not even
her. That's not me. That's funny. It's been great how they've been owning that and poking fun. And it's so far so good. But again, like, no grenades from the Marvel lineup in the TV world.
Yeah.
All of them.
I also am really into this. This female villainess. I think she's really cool.
She is so cool.
And I love that they actually cast a deaf actress to play a deaf person. Mm-hmm. And I like that. I think it's going to make Clint lean into that part of him in the comic books where he is no longer hearing.
Yeah.
And like even in the third episode, sorry, everyone, if you haven't watched it, but when she stomps out his hearing aid and tells him he's relying too much on technology, like it's interesting. It's almost like I know she's a villain and she wants to destroy him, but she's also kind of helping him in a way, like embrace this and learn how to be deaf instead of relying on something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a cool message to like embrace who you are and everybody's like perfect the way they are and you can do this on
not,
your own.
Not only is she deaf, she's on one leg and she's got this badass metal leg and she's kicking
so
ass with
rad.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really cool. She's hustling and to find out that she's kind of a part of the tracksuit mafia and under the thumb of possibly the Kingpin, which is very, very cool.
I even liked when Kate Bishop asks how he went, how he lost his hearing and they show that montage to like a little bit of a Christmas song with him like going through buildings and like things blowing up by his head and all this. And like, I don't know. It's really nice production. I think I just am wanting to like really dig into why Clint is cool. And we just haven't quite gotten there yet.
So, hey, Miriam, I don't know if you checked this out, but you remember way back when we did that episode about B-level Marvel heroes that could be at Avengers Campus. We talked about this recently and we talked about Moon Knight.
Moon Knight is getting a show.
Right.
And you were like, Moon Knight.
This guy is garbage. What?
The disrespect.
The disrespect. So, and then they cast Oscar Isaac. We're all so excited.
I got the vapors. It's Oscar Isaac.
And he's got his long Oscar Isaac curls.
That guy's a great actor.
He said that they gave him an accent.
Did they? Is it Egyptian?
Yeah.
Does he have an Egyptian
I want to say, yeah, it's like
right.
it's something.
Right.
Yeah, it's something.
That's the thing.
It's great, whatever it is.
Whatever it is, it's going to be sexy. Anyway, excited about that. We were surprised. We were like, oh my goodness, like Oscar Isaac, this is incredible. Well, one of the other characters that we talked about in that episode was a villain called the Swordsman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm led to believe that one of the villains that's going to be in this Hawkeye series is this dad, Kate Bishop's stepdad, who collects swords, who's really good at swordplay, is probably the Swordsman. Wow. All of our B-level stars are going to be integrated. You watch. Who's next on that list?
Yeah, what's that Canadian team? Are they going to get there?
Alpha Flight, baby.
So.
Puck? Yes. I'm down. I'm so down. Captain Canada? Let's go.
Yes.
What is it? Guardian? There's a bunch of them.
No, the Red Guardian.
Sasquatch is one, is it not?
Sasquatch, yeah. Listen, look out. Alpha Flight's coming. They drink maple syrup and they save lives. Yeah. Get ready.
All in time for the hockey game.
That's right. So anyway, it was just really cool. I was like, hey, this is going to be Swordsman. So anyway, I just thought I'd give ourselves
these hosers and then go into the hockey game.
Listen here, I got to get home to watch the Leafs and the Habs. So if you could have your right to remain silent and get in the paddy wagon so we could get this night over with, okay? I got a finner on the Leafs. Who says a finner? Nobody. Not even Canadians. Okay. So Finn is a five, right? Anyway, okay, I'm old. Here we go. So here's what we thought would be fun today now that we're like halfway into this podcast. Why don't we come up with our own Christmas Marvel specials to be showcased on Disney Plus? It could be a feature, it could be a short, whatever you want. So we're looking for fun ideas and we're talking about it right now. And we're going to go around the horn. Last time we did this, I said, who wants to go first? Nobody went. I went first. And then Nikki was like, you took my idea. So would you like to go first this time, Nikki?
Okay.
All right.
I'll go first.
Tear it up, Nikki.
All right. So mine is kind of like a fan service, obviously, because I don't know about anybody else, but okay, as much as I love seeing all of these new characters come into the MCU, mm-hmm, I really, really miss Tony and Steve and yes, Bruce and Nat. Mm-hmm. And Thor and Hawkeye. I really miss just like the original vibe time. And it's like almost kind of nostalgic at this point. And it's not even that old, mm-hmm, but it's like, it's yeah. Anyway, so my idea was for, you know how Pixar does shorts? Like they just did the Doug short. So it's like five episodes and they're like, what, like 10 minutes each or something like that. So yeah, my idea would kind of roll with that. And it would be the original Avengers on Steve's first Christmas with them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and also my idea includes Sam because I'm not going to leave out Sam. So Sam or Tony or someone buys Steve a Wii because I feel like that came out around 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they buy him a Wii and they all take turns showing him how to do stuff on the Wii. So like if they got like Wii Sports Resort, like yeah, Clint would do the archery with him. Nat would do the boxing with him.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's like a hang gliding one that Sam could do with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it would kind of, the last episode in my head would be like the last scene of Carousel of Progress,
mm-hmm,
mm-hmm,
where Steve is just like beating everybody at their like own game kind of thing. Like he finally has a grasp of this like modern technology.
Yeah.
And hilarious.
I just want to see that play out.
That'd be very cute.
And then Thor comes in.
You could
in
have
and
Midway
says,
Mania on there and then he can like look at Buzz Lightyear and be like, I like this guy.
Yes.
I think Thor shows up and picks up, what is this mythical device? What are you doing? And he drops it and breaks it.
The wall or
crushes the thing when he doesn't win.
He puts his beer on it and it breaks, you know, like blast games, foolish mortal game, smash. God, Thor, come on. Jeez. Okay, what I like about this is it's festive and fun and cute. Perfect, mm-hmm, for the holidays. Nice little positive vibe. Yeah, that's really fun. And it's OG Avengers. There's so many Avengers now. There's so many heroes.
Yeah.
It's great to get back to the roots, you know, of the good guys that we all come to know and love. Love that idea. What's it called?
I didn't even think of a name. Work in progress.
Is it called Steve Sports? I don't know. Instead of Wii Sports?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, we could go with that.
Yeah, okay.
Steve
I don't know.
And Wii. Wii Steve.
Mary Weemus.
We love Steve.
We love Steve. Oh, that's fun. Aww. That's cute too. I like it. So, Miriam, you want to go next?
I can go next.
Dropped my mic. Miriam, you want to microphone in my face? Do you want to go or do you want me to go?
I can go next. Sure.
Okay. Fire it up.
So, mine's going to be a WandaVision Christmas special.
Yes. And
mostly because I think they were kind of like, you know, with the Halloween episode in there, I was kind of expecting a Christmas one or hoping for one. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think now they could like retroactively do one. And mm-hmm, I think I would set it up like Home Improvement. You know, like I always loved that shtick in the Christmas episodes where Tim is putting too many lights on the house to compete with the neighbors.
Yeah.
So Vision is doing that. He's putting too many lights on the house. He's competing with the neighbors. Everything shorts out. Wanda has to fix it.
Yeah.
There's a huge Christmas party in there where all of the Avengers come over, I think. And then, of course, Wanda and Vision are going to get into a little tiff, and Vision has to go outside and get advice from Wilson, you know, the neighbor next door that you can't see his face. But this is going to be Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury.
Ah, the fence.
And his advice is, like, not going to be nice or helpful. So he's just going to be annoyed by it. Yeah. And then I think Agatha gets into some mischief somehow, but... like, maybe she's the one that shorts out the Christmas lights or causes the incident between Wanda and Vision, and you get an Agatha all along moment. Mm-hmm. So
Agatha's like the Scrooge. She's like the humbug.
Yeah.
I hate the holidays.
Exactly.
They can't have fun. Zap, there goes their lights.
Yeah.
You know, they're figgy pudding.
And the boys are like fighting over Christmas toys or whatever the home improvement kids used to do.
Right.
Maybe one of them, maybe they're like preteen age and they have girlfriends at the party too. And it's like a whole JTT heartthrob situation, you know?
Oh my, here we go.
Yeah, right on. There you go.
Okay, what's it called?
The WandaVision Christmas special.
All right, WandaVision. A WandaVision Christmas, I like it. That's really sweet. It totally fits with what they were doing before too. Mm-hmm. You know, if you could somehow just slide it into the narrative of that, of the season we already saw, but you know, sprinkle in your narrative here. I think that's super fun. Okay. I got an idea. It's weird though. Can we live in weird for a second?
Yep.
Yeah.
Love to.
So I thought about who would be the least Christmas person. Who would be the character that would need the most Christmas cheer? And I felt like it would be Deadpool. So I came up with an idea. I was just kind of doing a little bit of research. This isn't really in the MCU yet. But if you're a comic book reader and you know Deadpool, there was a scientist, a British scientist named Ella Whitby. And Ella Whitby was obsessed with Deadpool. And what she would do is anytime Deadpool would die, because Deadpool's whole thing is he blows up, he loses an arm, he goes home, he grows back his arm, right? Well, what Ella would do, would she would pick up that arm and keep it as a keepsake. And this is canon. This is in the comics. And then what happens at one point is that in the comic books, is that Deadpool finds Ella commits suicide or something. This is getting a little dark. Commits suicide and he finds all his pieces and he throws them in a dumpster and then they thaw. And then when they thaw, they come together and he becomes evil Deadpool. So Deadpool has a doppelganger. So I thought I could retcon the idea and change it into a little something I call Dead Yule. And this is my festive Deadpool Christmas special where Ella, along with a Santa Claus, like a festive Santa Claus, are unfortunately killed by some freak accident and their body parts fall into the freezer that gets turned off along with all the old Deadpool body parts. And this evil Deadpool also has the festive cheer of the Santa Claus and the obsessive nature of Ella Whitby. They go to seek out Deadpool. Naturally, Deadpool is by himself at Christmas, self-loathing, alone, you know, missing his girl by his lonesome. And the only thing that could obviously disrupt his loneliness is evil Deadpool, but I call him Dead Yule. And basically he shows up and says, I'm obsessed with you. I'm going to kill you. And they fight all through this Christmas mall. They're fighting like crazy. But both of them have the same powers. Like Dead Yule has the same powers as Deadpool with the regenerative tissue. And so they're fighting in this like Santa village and the very end is they just can't, they both have the same properties. So they just can't kill each other. So they talk it out and they decide to just go for a hot chocolate and they end up spending Christmas together. You know what? Why am I fighting you? You're me. Why don't I just hang out with myself for Christmas? And they have this great holiday together. And that's the end. That's it. That's all I got. It's Dead Yule. So I thought it would be an action-packed retcon version of the evil Deadpool character, but give him a festive vibe. And have there be a happy ending after all this killing, which is a very Deadpool thing. Murder and killing and death. And then they just, you know, they come together over the spirit of Christmas. And then they end up sharing the holiday together. So they're not alone. And then after Christmas, they hug it out and they go their separate ways. In the comic books, the evil Deadpool lives and goes on and does other things and like swings back in and out of Deadpool's life. It's really strange. But there you go, friends. It's called Deadpool.
Amazing. Beautiful.
It's a little dark, right? But
it's pretty gross. Yeah.
I mean, perfect for Deadpool, though.
Right? Can you imagine? And you'd have a Ryan Reynolds versus Ryan Reynolds. I mean,
yes.
Come on.
What's your favorite thing?
Yeah. Like, can we do, okay, I'm going to give you my top three Deadpool crushes. Are you ready? Ryan Reynolds is number one. Ryan Reynolds is number two. Ryan Reynolds is number three. I love Ryan Reynolds. He's wonderful. So
he's your only Marvel crush?
Like man crush? Yes, definitely. I mean, I think I like, you know,
he's like not even on my list.
You know, who I think is super cute is Yelena. Ooh.
Love her.
She's Florence Pugh is the ultimate.
Yeah. She's beautiful and tough and she's great. I like her.
She's also in everything she's in is the best.
I haven't seen her until I saw Black Widow.
You're a man.
Well, I just like haven't gotten around to it, man. I'm doing this podcast. I prep this podcast all the time. I got no time.
You know, it's time for stuff like Midsommar or Little Women.
I haven't seen it.
Such good movies.
Yeah, but I have time for
Midsommar. I'm scared of. See, I have. I'm very not good with scary movies, so I keep looking because it looks so beautiful. I'm like, can I do this or will it ruin my life? And I have not gotten a clear Google answer on. And I've tried everything. Like, I'm scared of scary movies. Will this ruin like my what life kind of scary?
Because it's not like ghost scary. It's like gory. I wouldn't say it's scary. That's what I'm worried it's just about. Gory.
Yeah, I'm worried about that gore factor.
Right on. So she's cute. I like her. What's up? That's my crush. she's all right. I would say like, what's up? And that's about it. I'm a married man. So, but anyway, but yeah, right on. So those are our crushes. And we just crushed it at coming up with new Marvel ideas for Christmas themed shorts, features, what have you, for maybe Disney Plus in 2022.
Really? Wanda didn't make your list of crushes?
She's okay.
I'm shocked.
She's
okay. Kaylin Olsen is just...
She's very lovely. Look, I think they're all very lovely. Everyone's very lovely, but you know, you said my favorite. Can I have a favorite?
Yeah, you can have a favorite. I mean, like we had four favorites, five favorites for Star Wars, and you have one? This is just wild.
All right. Give me a minute. can you pitch some? Yeah, keep them coming. I mean, obviously, Black Widow is Scarlett Johansson is lovely.
She's Gamora. There's
Mantis, Nebula.
Yeah, Nebula.
Yeah, all the Guardian ladies. There's the Wasp.
Okoye.
Okoye is badass. I like Okoye. Yes, I didn't realize Okoye was in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yes, like I loved that character in The Walking Dead. Yeah. Who else? Is that it? Is that everybody? Did you just wrap it up? That's it? I'm sticking with
Wasp.
Yelena.
Wasp, I said that.
Yeah, Wasp is
Valkyrie.
Valkyrie would be my number two. Ooh.
She's cool too.
She's lovely.
She's really cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't need a big long list though. Whatever. I like those two. Yelena and Valkyrie. At the same time, the two of us.
Captain Marvel?
Double date.
Oh, Captain Marvel, number three. You know what? Not even a date. How about a hot tub hangout? That's it. Nothing has to happen.
Make it worse than a date? Yeah.
I know. Why is it worse than a date? We would just all
it's
have
like no dinner, just hot water.
I can have it be catered. We can just hang on the hot tub. People bring us snacks. Good conversation. Talk about Marvel stuff. You know, maybe they're having problems with the home life. Maybe I could chip in with some know-how. Shake hands, be on our way. That's it. That's all I want with my crushes.
Lovely. Maybe a nice charcuterie board.
Delightful. I'll need someone to help. Maybe Clint can come and help and serve, you know, and bring us our charcuterie board. Yeah, right? You know? But he'd have to put in his thing so he can hear me go, I need more prosciutto down here.
Clint. No, he would for sure turn it off. That's a
arrow.
Situation you would not listen to.
I think he would just turn off the bubbles.
Do we think they're really going to make this Star Spangled Man with a Plan musical? Like,
I hope not.
Rogers, Broadway? A musical. Yeah.
No, I think the way it exists now is perfect. Who would see that? Because it's making fun of itself. I don't think that's what they want.
I wouldn't be shocked if they did something crazy like that.
I don't know.
Oh, I could do this all day. That was the musical number we got.
Oh, God, yep.
And their costumes were so bad.
I think the magic of the Marvel Cinematic Universe is that these characters function in reality into some degree. Mm. Like they're real. They're real people. They have feelings. They have wants. They hurt. But there's a playfulness and some comedy. I think that musical is just a parody So I don't think they would like do a parody musical, but it's funny to watch for a moment and that's all you need and go, I get it. Yeah, got it. You know, that's funny. I mean, did Spider-Man work, to be fair? Nope. No, it did not.
He's very bad.
He's a very bad musical that lost a ton of money and a lot of people got hurt, literally.
Yes.
A lot of Spidey people fell.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone got... Mark still tells the best story about the Green Goblin being stuck up on his, on his flyer hanging over the audience for 10 minutes.
Embarrassing.
Wasn't he upside down too?
No,
that happened to Disneyland. That happened at Disney World in the Aladdin show.
Oh, really?
The magic carpet flipped and they were like upside down.
Oh no. That's terrifying.
This was recent. Yeah.
No, this was just the Green Goblin was stuck hovering over the audience, but he was clearly like a Broadway actor and not an improviser. So if you tell an actor who's just an actor to like improvise, it's usually not the best. So he just literally stayed in character for 10 minutes hovering over the audience and went, rawr, rawr. 10 minutes.
Oh no. I would have just nothing.
Then he quit the production, never to be seen again.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they were like, great job, Steve. You really did good. Way to stay in character. Yeah. You know, and every improviser in the audience was like, come on, man, say something. Come on, man. 10 minutes. I got to tell you, I'll never forget. I'll throw this out there really quickly. I did a musical with Mark Andrada. It was a big show and something happened backstage and somebody got hurt and we had to stop the show. And good old Mark Andrada and a couple other guys went out and basically improvised for 1,000 people in character from their characters from the show and just improvised. And people, probably the highlight of the show, they were so funny.
Wow.
They were so funny. They had, the audience went nuts. And then, you know, and then they jumped right back into the show and the show kept going and a different actor was in the role. Like someone got hurt that they had to leave the show. Yeah. It's just like
Spider-Man. Not awesome that happened. But
not awesome, cool. But they were great in a pinch.
Was Marty one of them?
No, it was. No, I don't want to talk about the musical, but anyway, yeah, anyway, it was very cool. And the show went on, as they say. Okay, cool. Well, that was it. Marvel Christmas. Are we done? Are we done? Anyone else? Any other crushes? Any other Marvel Christmas stuff we need to talk about?
So many Marvel crushes. Are you joking?
We could have a whole episode just on Bucky.
Oh my goodness. All right, friends. Well, hey, that was it right here on the We Like Theme Parks. Another fun time. Talking Marvel, talking Christmas, talking crushes again. Pretty incredible.
Always.
Stuff. Yay. Have a happy Christmas, friends. Nikki, thanks so much for joining us again.
Always a pleasure to be here, guys. Thank you.
Oh, you look happy too. That's nice. Well, hey, have a great holiday if I don't see you, Nikki. Happy ho-ho.
Yeah, you guys too.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah, have a fantastic.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Yeah. I hope your holiday is super. All right, friends. Well, hey, this is the We Like Theme Parks podcast. As the 12 days of Christmas continue and the festive fun continues as well. Thanks for joining us. See us tomorrow. We got more holiday content coming your way all during the holidays. Hey, it's our gift to you on this amazing holiday. The words are, here you know that podcast will be green and bright. We'll talk about Star Wars and Marvel day and night. Jump in, everybody. Nope, it's me by myself. Okay. Merry Christmas, friends. We'll see you tomorrow with more We Like Theme Parks podcast and the 12 Days of Christmas.